Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's great. I mean, it's predicated on physicality and finish. And obviously, you get a healthy dose of our wide zone stuff and gap scheme stuff and just how bought in everyone is to it. And mainly, really, like when you see Ben, who really does the run installs for us, and how fired up he gets as the play caller about the run schemes that he's presenting for the week. I think that trickles to everybody in the room, you know, not only the offensive line and backs, but tight ends, receivers, and it really makes everyone want to be involved in it and really be on the details about it. So it's a creative, fun run scheme to be part of, but at the end of the day, it is predicated off of physicality and finish, and you know, at the core, that's what football is.
Cole Kmet talking about the Bears run game. We're going to have an in-depth conversation about it in just a second. It's Blackhawks and Bulls season on Chicago Sports Network. Visit subscribe.chsn.com to sign up for your 7-day free trial of their all-access plan. Over 300 live games per year. Chicago Sports Network, your home stream advantage. All right, Big Ant. What are the Bears doing well in their run game?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
So I was wondering, like going back to the offseason, really, I was trying to think, how much faith should they have in DeAndre Swift? How much faith is it reasonable for them to have? Because it seems like they're centering the hopes for the running back position around DeAndre Swift because he's the only proven commodity they have. Now, they drafted Kyle Manungai for a reason, but it's still a bit of guesswork. How much are you confident you can count on a 7th-round pick to step in and truly be productive for you? So amongst the many positions that we discussed in the offseason, leading into the draft, coming out of the draft, more than left tackle, running back I did have some curiosity about because I'm just thinking they're going to need to run the rock. Ben Johnson obviously values running the football, and DeAndre Swift is talented, but he's never carried a run game. And what I began to realize going through training camp and the preseason games and even those early games when there wasn't that much production on the ground, Ben Johnson's just confident he's going to be able to scheme up the run. And as much conversation as was being had early in the year about Caleb and what he was learning and kind of his learning curve in Ben Johnson's system, to me, it showed up all across the board on the Bears offense. And even the discussion you and I were having earlier in the show about the volume that they were throwing at this young quarterback for a lot of the Bears offense with the youth that they have at receiver and at left tackle and the inexperience in this system at running back and other spots. A lot was being thrown at everyone, the entire offensive line, getting accustomed to Ben Johnson, aside from Jonah Jackson, who'd actually played in his system before. And so he seemed to take the approach that he basically told everyone, you got to get this down. And there's going to be a trial by fire where we all figure this out together. And the run game is chief amongst that. It's one thing to tell the quarterback, when you're in the pocket, you got to be able to read the field, see your keys, and have the footwork and the timing down to be able to deliver the football. But the run game has so many mechanics to it as well. And there's been so much growth that's shown up there. When they break the huddle and get to the line of scrimmage, there's more pace to the way that they operate and all the motions and the eye candy that they throw at the defense and everything that happens pre-snap to sort of destabilize how the defense wants to operate. Ben Johnson just took the Yoda approach. He said, do or do not. There is no try. We're just going to continue to try and overwhelm folks with the visual. And then when we really want to come at them, they're going to be back on their heels because we're testing them mentally and physically. And there's a few run games in football that really do that, that stress you in both ways. And the Bears do both at a really high level.
When it comes to Ben Johnson coming in, I looked at Detroit's offense and I'm like, man, there's some cool stuff here. I hope that the Bears are going to be able to pull it off. From your point of view, what about this collection of offensive linemen has allowed for them to become this type of team?
Like, not to disparage the past, but a guy like Nate Davis. Nate Davis was physically capable, but there's a degree of mental stamina that's necessary to grow within this ground attack because you have to consume volume of the playbook. And for the O-line, there's only so many things they're being tasked with, but to be able to stay in your stance, sit back on your haunches, and whether you're going zone scheme or gap scheme, to be able to have both aspects of that down because some units are more built for either. But the Bears have elements of both within this run game. And so the physicality that's necessary and the athleticism you have to do certain things, like when they're fold blocking, where you'll see the guard wrapping around either to the opposite side of the formation past the center or operating out into the open field, tasking the offensive tackles with the same thing, where sometimes you'll see a tackle and a tight end pulling in the same direction, going past the ball, or the tackle looping around with a crack toss or some sort of a fold block or a log block operating out into the open field. There is a lot that the O-line is tasked with understanding and the timing, the spacing of it, like we were talking to Big Cat about a bit earlier, just to have the footwork in unison with the guys that you're operating next to. And the Bears doing those things at a high level is enhanced because you have the second and third level of the defense who aren't certain who's legitimately going to get the football. So that hesitation that's there allows the defense just an extra millimoment to be able to overtake the guy who they're going to try to reach right there on the defensive line. Or if the D-line is thinking, okay, they're going to run laterally, so I'm not going to have my force moving vertically as fast. So now if you're not coming out of your stance with the same type of aggression, now you get blown off the ball because you get some kind of a duo scheme that's coming at you. So it's the fact that the Bears have talented guys up front, but a scheme where the defense truly never feels like they really have a bead on where the ball's going or where the play is designed to end up.
Let's go back to DeAndre Swift for a second. Mm-hmm. When I looked at the Detroit tape, I'm like, you know what? Swift can do a lot with the zone running scheme.
Yeah.
I feel like he's kind of built for it, honestly. Like, he's got good vision. He has pretty good instincts. And him being able to find a cutback lane is one of the things that bothered Bears fans last year. Like, man, just sometimes you just got to run it in there. I watch him in the zone scheme that the Bears are running, and I'm like, man, this is really working. So you gave us a little bit of a snapshot of what it's like for defenders when they're facing a zone run scheme. why has Swift been successful in finding those cutback lanes and getting to them quickly?
There's so much more detail now in the way that DeAndre Swift is running the ball. And I love and respect the growth that he's showing, because he'd gotten to a certain point in his career where he'd already become a successful and productive running back. He's a really talented guy. And frankly, a lot of guys, they get to a certain point in their career, like, all right, I've been at this for a handful of years. I've made money. I've kind of proven that I can be productive here. I don't need to keep learning. I don't need to keep growing. I can just kind of be the guy that I've been. And honestly, I kind of thought maybe that was where DeAndre Swift fit into that. And I would have been cool with that, because I felt like we knew, or at least we should know, what DeAndre Swift was capable of at this level. But he's gone beyond my expectations, and not just the finesse aspect of his game that he's always been really good at, whether it was high school, or he played in the All-American Bowl, been calling that game for years for NBC. He was a big-time recruit, played in that game, and he went to Georgia, and now he's been in the league. He's always been a guy who's been special in space. But he's always also struck me in a similar fashion to Saquon Barkley as a guy that's capable of running with more force, but doesn't always access it. And we're seeing a version now of DeAndre Swift, even different than the Swift we saw earlier in the season, that's running with more force, with more urgency, and more detail. Because what, like that touchdown run he had the other day on the goal line, where everything starts laterally and he's got his foot working sort of a crossover step sort of way as he's receiving the football. And then once it's time to get vertical, that's frequently where DeAndre Swift has been hesitant in the past, like really looking for space. But we saw him on that touchdown run, that there was a burst as he sort of gradually received the football and worked sideways a little bit with the O-line. And as the hole was declaring, you could see that he could feel it coming and was willing to run through the smoke. That's the thing we didn't see DeAndre Swift doing a lot of early in his career, where if the hole wasn't just gaping to get north and south, then he was hesitant to really trust it and try to go there. And he made a beeline for the end zone. And it was just a beautiful thing. The design of the play, the timing, the spacing, and the detail he ran it with really generated that touchdown run. And I just think it's the type of play he might have bounced early in his career, the older version, the past version of DeAndre Swift, trying to go sideways. And he's turned into a guy willing to have a little bit more beast mode in his style.
Tanny, can you load up that Cole Kmet soundbite that we came in with again? There's something I want to ask Big Ant about it, because I love hearing this part of it, and it plays into what the coach is all about.
It's great. I mean, it's predicated on physicality and finish, and obviously you get a healthy dose of our wide zone stuff and gap scheme stuff, and just how bought in everyone is to it. And mainly, really, like when you see Ben, who really does the run installs for us, and how fired up he gets as the play caller about the run schemes that he's presenting for the week. I think that trickles to everybody in the room. You know?
Here's my thing. So many coaches on either side of the ball, they talk about we're this, like this is what our identity is, and this is who we're going to be. I'm not saying that other coaches haven't lived it, but it feels like to me, Ben Johnson lives this thing that he's talking about. And there is something to the idea of the enthusiasm from the instructor on this to make you feel like, hey, we've got this thing. If you got trust me on this, we're gonna move these guys off the line of scrimmage and we are gonna do some stuff to them. And then when the players see the proof of concept, and they go, oh, our pin and pull game that we use with the wide receivers blocking. And it's like, oh, that does pop big runs. So what's it like when a coach is both enthusiastic and clearly understands what it is that he's asking you to do versus it being kind of lip service?
It feels like, and I try to hesitate to go overboard with compliments in general and to try not to be too over the top with things while we're still seeing the early stages of it. But so far, Ben Johnson seems to be a really unique example of a guy who, as like, the folks I talked to who were in Detroit and around him, and I was wondering, is he going to be kind of the bookish little, you know, football savant, or does he have like main character energy? Is he able to bring that at the front of the room? Because we know Antoine Randall has had that as a great player and a quarterback and a big personality. And Randall was able to bring that in Detroit. And Dan Campbell was that and exuded that at all times in Detroit. That wasn't Ben Johnson's role. And so the human part of it, the interpersonal part of it, the chemistry that's built in this locker room between a guy who can give you this sort of dual schematic phenomenology where he can out-scheme the opponent on a really regular basis, but also can exude that belief from himself and the enthusiasm about it that the players feel. I think back to earlier in the season when Caleb was talking about Ben in his headset and certain plays that Ben Johnson would call.
Hyped.
Yeah, and he's like, man, this is a good one. And Caleb hearing that in his ear, in his headset, as Ben Johnson is calling a play, infusing a little bit of that extra confidence and comfort and desire to go out and execute this play because his head coach really feels good about it. So when you're game planning during the week and as a player, you got that dude who, especially at this point where you know he's likely to outsmart the opponent, that's just the belief that's been instilled now. But then also for Ben Johnson himself to communicate it in a way where he's instilling belief into the guys as they're scheming it, as they're practicing it. It's everyone isn't like that. And I hope Ben Johnson continues to be like that. And I, you know, like year one was fun with Matt Nagy. It didn't feel like this.
It wasn't this.
It is a different thing. And you're like year one with Matt Nagy, about halfway through the season, I started sending some alarm bells back then.
It was week 12. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was week 12 and you and I were talking and you were like, hey, something's not right here. And I haven't quite put my finger on it yet, but something's not right. And I was like, oh no. So then I started looking and I was like, he's right. And then I started bouncing it off of other people and it was like, no, something's wrong here. And then of course we saw some of the things that went wrong.
This continued to go wrong. This feels very different. And it's exciting up to this point how different it feels. And it is still his first season as a head coach, but he's been a play caller for a few years. But that's the aspect of Ben Johnson that impresses me far beyond anything he's doing schematically. What he's doing as a leader for this football team, the way he communicates and the faith that he's instilled in this team, in themselves, in all phases, and the coaches as well. It feels unique. It feels rare. And I hope the results continue to show that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone. Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.